And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Jackie Gorman from People Who Care, Katie Rankin from Feral Gas Company, and Realtor Donna Wild, who is also a guest co-host today. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. My first guest and co-host today is Donna Wild, who is a local realtor from Century 21. Welcome, Donna.
Hey, how's it going, Lorette?
It's great. Good to have you here today.
Thank you.
So what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I am with Century 21 Arizona West, and we are at Frontier Village over by Sportsman's Warehouse. Not very many people know we're here. In fact, most of the people I talk to, when I tell them I'm a realtor with Century 21, they say, oh, where? And I'm like, in Prescott?
In Prescott, next to, is that Frontier Village?
Yeah, Frontier Village.
I have to be honest, I didn't know you guys existed there either.
You were one of those people that had no idea we were here, so.
I had no idea. And you're also a new, brand new chamber member.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. Mostly because I get to hang out with you.
Oh, well, thank you. So fun. So what's going on then with the realty?
Well, I really wanted to let everybody know how hot Chino is right now. I mean,
like scorching hot or hot?
Like sizzling hot.
Sizzling
hot, yeah. Yeah, so right now in Chino, regarding residential listings, there's 154. That's total, listings for residential, for houses.
That's it? Does that include manufactured home, land?
Everything. From $1 to $1 million, there's 154. And currently, there are 70 of those listings are pending, meaning they have contracts on them.
Wow. So, Chino's bumping.
Yeah, they're bumping. There's 84 active listings right now. So, you know, if you're interested in Chino at all, get on it. Because it is hopping. If you want to sell your home, it's a great time to do it. They say seller's market. I don't like to use that term because it kind of puts things in a box and, you know, limits
right.
you. But by the same token, you know, I mean, you want to sell your house, you're going to make some money.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now is the best time.
It's a really good time.
Is it a good time because of the, you know, the weather or because the kids are out of school or what makes this such a great time?
Well, the inventory, 154 houses for sale, that's all there is. And so, I mean, that makes it a huge time. It's been that way for the past couple of years. The inventory in Yavapai County has been incredibly low. So that makes it, you know, a lot more people want to live here than have homes to sell.
And are these locals or people from out of state coming in?
Primarily out of state. Yep. I have clients from Minnesota, Chicago, California.
And wow.
Yeah.
From all over relocating here.
Yep.
And trying to buy a home.
Yep.
And like you said, the prices are not. They're affordable.
It's super affordable. I mean, they are going up, and if you bought your home 2 years ago, you can expect a $20,000 to $30,000 increase in the price of your home and the value, for sure, and Yavapai County's taxing you on $20,000 increase, but you're still, you know, going to find a good deal and a good value in this area, and especially in Chino. You're getting, right now, I would say, between Mayer and Chino, you're getting the best bang for your buck if you want to live in the area. Outside of Prescott. And Prescott Valley prices.
What makes Chino so attractive? Is it the land lots? Is it the space? So what is it?
Affordability. Primarily.
And I noticed that Chino does have a lot of sections of land that are just, you know, you have more space. You don't have to be right crunched up to your neighbor and hugging them.
Exactly.
And I think to me that's an attractive quality unless, you know, you like to be nice and snug.
You don't want to watch your neighbors watch TV from your kitchen window?
Well, you know, unless they're watching something really great, you know, Dancing with the Stars or something maybe.
Free HBO,
exactly. You know, because it's not something I have at home.
Me neither.
So I wouldn't mind that, yeah. Showtime, all the good stuff.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, man.
So, getting back to it, so Chino Valley is sizzling, like you said.
It's so hot right now. And if you were interested in, like, building a custom home or something, there's 160 vacant land listings right now. And with 11 of those being pending, so there's 149 active listings.
Only 149 active listings for just land.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, just land. But, I mean, that's going to open up because a lot of those lots and parcels are huge, you know.
They
like
are.
20, 40 acres. And they're wanting, you know, people are willing to split those up and, you know, make more money for a smaller section of land, too. So,
absolutely. So they're all trying to do that right now.
And the potential is there. The potential is there for all kinds of things. And
so people are buying their homes. They're looking for homes. If I'm in the market to buy a home, what's something I should look for?
Well, it kind of depends on what you're looking for and what you need. You want to be very careful about the water situation. Obviously, if you're on a well, you're going to want to, as a buyer, see a recent well report for gallons per minute to make sure that that well is still doing well.
That well is doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. All the utilities are, you know, usually important to people. I mean,
you know, solar would be excellent out there. So if you were able to invest in some solar power, if a home already has solar, what you do want to be careful with solar is if it's leased or owned. Because if it is a leased, if they're leased panels, then they still belong to that company that is leasing them to the current owner.
Or the previous owner.
Or the previous owner. Yep, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yep, so you need to be really careful about that and make sure you understand. It's not a big deal. You just need to know what you're getting into with that.
So you can find anything from a one-bedroom to five bedrooms.
Yeah, to custom homes. Yeah, there's some custom homes out there that are beautiful, very expensive, but very beautiful. Lots of horse property out there, obviously. But, you know, I mean, it seems to be kind of...
Great for animal lovers.
Great for animal lovers, but also new families, like young new families. This is a really great place for them because they can, like I said, get a lot of home for their money, and they're close to the highway that goes to Phoenix. They're close to Prescott. They're close to Prescott Valley. They're just... It's a great location, especially for young folks and retiring people.
Right. So if I, like I said, if I'm looking for in the market to buy a home, how do I get a hold of you? What do I do?
Well,
or what's one of the ways I can start looking at some of the listings?
Yeah, definitely. The best way is to call me. My number is 928-533-5364.
Whoa, what was that again?
928-533-5364. And my email is donnagwild@gmail.com.
Donna G. Wild.
Yep, Gale. Absolutely. Century21.com, obviously. Just search the Prescott areas. Prescott, Chino, they're all on there.
How long has Century 21 been in the area?
In Prescott, it's been here, I think, about 15 years. I just started with them about a year ago.
And are you guys doing some kind of remodel or going through?
They did do a remodel. They were on, not a remodel, but necessarily just a relocation.
Gotcha.
They were on Gurley Street on one of the older buildings, and that just wasn't working for them anymore, so they decided to move up to one of the newer offices at the Frontier Village. So right next to Fujiyama.
Fujiyama.
Yeah. Do you know that place?
No, not at all.
Do you know Zeke's Eaton?
Yeah, of course. I know any restaurant in town. That's my landmarks.
Yeah.
What restaurant is it closest to?
Exactly.
So you're close to Zeke's.
Yeah, right next
door. See, that's easy to find for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I can just walk in, ask for you?
Yeah, you can ask for me. I'm not always there, but I can be there in 10 minutes. But there's always an agent on duty to help you, always, no matter what.
And so they can help us with anything that we need help with.
Yep, and if you want to look at something online that day, they can go through the process. We can go through the process with you and go through our MLS system, multiple listing services, and search the perfect property for you and then take you out to see it.
Great. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
Especially now that you told us, it seems like we've got to get a rush on this.
Yeah.
I feel pressured to buy a home right now.
I know you should.
Buy a home. I feel like, wow, there's nothing on the market and it's got to go fast.
It's such a good investment, you know. I mean, and especially right now, you know, there's another thing I wanted to mention is that there's no rentals. No rentals in Chino. No homes.
There's no rentals.
No home rentals.
Wow. So it's a great investment.
Yep.
Huge. So anyone that would like to buy a home and not necessarily live there, but they can buy a home and just rent it out.
It'd be a great income property.
Great income, great investment. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a grand idea.
Yeah, definitely.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, when there's nothing to rent, I mean, I have had people calling me and saying, I just want to rent for now. What's in Chino? Well, nothing. So good luck.
Maybe a horse stall.
You can rent a barn or a shed or
that's about it. So it's a great investment either way.
Either way.
So buy a home. Now it's time to buy a home in that sizzling market.
Property values are only going up from here.
So that's what they say.
Yep. It's true.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and being our newest chamber member. I'm so excited to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are my guest co-host today. So we will be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Celebrate! celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A, Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. My next guest is Jackie Gorman from People Who Care. How are you today, Jackie?
Fine, thank you, Lorette. Happy to be here.
Good, I'm so glad you're here. And you are with People Who Care, which is a nonprofit agency in Prescott, Chino...
Prescott Valley and Dewey.
Wow. So you guys have four locations.
Cover a lot of ground.
You do. So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay. Well, as you said, we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. And our mission is to help community residents who are no longer able to drive because of either physical limitations or age-related limitations. So somebody could have a chronic illness or disability, and it is adult, but 18 and over.
Oh, 18 and over.
18 and over.
So this isn't a 55-plus kind
no,
of thing.
Finally. No, not at all.
Nice.
Not
I
at
know.
All. Although, you know, we all figure that, you know, as we age, eventually we're going to need a service such as this.
Absolutely.
It's good to know that it's out there. We've been around for 26 years in Prescott and Chino Valley.
Wow.
And 3 years. Prescott Valley in the Dewey community.
So, how did you guys start? How did this idea came to be?
Well, it was originally started by two women down in the Phoenix area.
Ah.
Right? And the idea, you know, to move up to this community, this area, and, you know, work from this area as well.
Gotcha. And so what are some of the services that you offer?
Well, we actually offer a wide variety of services to individuals. We do essential transportation, so if somebody needs a ride to a medical appointment or they want to go grocery shopping, those would be the types of things that we would provide. So essential transportation.
And Jack, is this free or do I have to pay for this? How does this work?
It is a free service.
Wow.
Yeah. And we also provide grocery, we will do grocery shopping. Somebody if
nice.
They are in need. We provide assistance with paperwork.
What type of paperwork, like taxes bills?
Sure. You know, if somebody, you know, in a lot of our, we call them neighbors.
Our
neighbors have problems with vision, and they're not able to see as clearly. So we will come in and help them with their paperwork, which is, you know, people with macular degeneration or, you know, again, as part of the aging process, the vision having difficulty. So a volunteer will come in and work one-to-one with the neighbor on doing that.
What a fabulous service.
Yeah, we also provide family caregiver relief. Oftentimes, a spouse will have a partner who cannot drive. The spouse can drive, so they will need to get out, though. Caregivers need a break.
They need a break.
So we will come in, we will stay with the spouse, so the other person can go out and, you know, get a break. You know, go have lunch with a friend or, you know, go to a movie, because it's important to take care of the caregivers as well.
Yeah, it's good for mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We will also do friendly phone calls and visits. A lot of our neighbors, as they age, are the only individuals in the area. They don't have family. They may not know their neighbors very well. So with people who care, our volunteers will make that connection with them. And that's what we're really, really about, is making that one-on-one personal connection with a neighbor so they know somebody really does care about them. And
exactly.
It may just be a phone call, you know, to say, how are you doing today? You know, is everything all right? Or and not even to do it in terms of a inquisition, but they can talk about something, maybe talk about their pet that they have.
Their dog, their cat,
exactly.
Their horse,
and
their,
it's just,
you know.
Again, it's a social thing. Somebody knows you care about them. And, you know,
it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And they, you know, they have the saying that, you know, to the world, you may be only one person, but to that one person, you're the world.
Absolutely.
And some of our volunteers have been with us for upwards of 20 years, and they've made these connections with individuals in the area. So it's really important.
You've been saying a key word that I've been listening to, and it's that key word, volunteers. You know, so how does one become a volunteer? Is there an age limit, or can I, any age?
Well, we generally, our volunteers are adults.
Okay.
Because they tend to have more time, you know, retirees on their hands. But, we would have to, I'm not quite sure. That's a good question. I do not know what the minimum age, obviously it would
probably
have to be
18,
somebody
21.
Responsible and so forth. I'm thinking, you know, an adult, a young
adult,
but it doesn't
adult.
Have to be somebody who's 50 or 60, but a young adult, I would think, would be the person that would be most suitable for something like that. And what would happen is we hold volunteer information meetings on a regular basis.
And you guys just had one, is that correct?
Yes, we did. And we're also having one on July 11th.
July 11th.
At our Prescott office on Gurley Street. And we will try to accommodate people from different, you know, Chino Valley or Prescott Valley. We have offices in each town. And we'll try to accommodate. If one person is interested in volunteering, our volunteer coordinator, Peggy Rickert, will bend over backwards to help people find out more about people who care to see if, you know, we might be a good fit for them and vice versa.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to you earlier, and some of the things that we were talking about is that you do, is it free medical services, not services, but equipment, right?
Yes. We have a medical supply equipment closet in the Chino Valley, outside of the Chino Valley office. It's
oh, how wonderful.
It's on the church grounds. And by contacting our Chino Valley office, Marie Bernardo, I can give you that number. Her number is 928-636-3295. And Marie can set that up.
And it's just medical equipment. So I can get anything, maybe like a wheelchair if I need it, a walker, a cane.
Sure. And again, it depends on what we have
in stock
at the moment. But, if you know, let us know what you need, and we really want to try and help you. you out.
That'd be great.
Okay. Do you guys have a lot of clients so far?
Well, right now, as of the end of June, we had, we call them neighbors, 463 neighbors that we assisted.
Wow, that's incredible.
That was with 331 volunteers.
Wow.
And we're talking about over 1,000 hours of service. And herein, let me emphasize as well, we can use more volunteers, specifically in the Chino Valley and the Prescott Valley areas. We have a lot of neighbors who need assistance, and we just would love to have more people find out about us and, you know, come and see what we're about and see if you're a good fit.
And it sounds just so great. You know, if you have just a couple of hours on your hands to volunteer, you can take somebody grocery shopping. You can run somebody to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So it's just only a few hours, and it's not every day.
And, you know, that you mentioned that Ray Lorette, is that we are very flexible, right? And we understand people have busy lives. And, you know, sometimes it is hard to commit to a certain number of hours every single week.
Right.
But, you know, every Wednesday, say, at a certain time. Now, the pluses of that are that sometimes you really do get to make that connection with one person. And that happens very often. But if your life is a little, you know, more unpredictable, but you want to volunteer, let us know. I mean, we like to say that, you know, do as much as you can when you can. And we're happy to have you. So if maybe every other week you feel that you're available to help somebody out. The way our website is set up, and that is www.peoplewhocareaz.com, we set it up so a volunteer can actually go into the volunteer requests and see who needs a ride to where or who needs what. So
right.
You might say, well, look, I have a couple of hours this week. I can help you out, and this is what I can do. So we really want our volunteers to feel that we value their time and the services that they're providing, the assistance that they give.
And it's
neighbors.
Even just taking them to their medical appointments.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to volunteer, what kind of screening process would I go through?
Well, we do random background checks.
Good.
Random background checks. So you don't have to be fingerprinted.
Okay.
Our informational meetings are set up so that you come in, we will tell you what we do, and, you know, kind of expand upon the history of People Who Care and the way we function in each of the areas. And then we give you time to think about it. You know, there's no commitment on the spot.
No pressure.
In fact, no pressure. Really, no pressure. You leave, you think about it, and then if you're interested, you come back in to have a one-on-one appointment, and we'll explain things in a little more detail and get a little bit more of an idea about your background. But, again, we want to make things convenient for volunteers.
It's just a great way to give back into a great organization that has been in here, Prescott, for 26 years,
mm-hmm.
you said?
In New York, 26 years.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And if you're keeping up with the medical studies and research these days, there have been multiple studies. In fact, the Mayo Clinic quoted one where there have been reported reductions in stress levels with adults 65 and over who volunteer.
Yes.
There was a study done by the Longitudinal Study on Aging.
That's a mouthful.
That found that individuals who volunteer have lower mortality rates than those who do not, even though they were controlling for age, gender, and physical health. Now, we're not making promises.
Right.
There is research there that says.
It'll just make you feel
it's
better.
It's not just the neighbor who benefits. It's the volunteer as well.
Absolutely. Who will benefit. Great. And I know that you also do some groups around town.
Yes, we do.
And so what kind of things is that?
Okay. We have a free 5-week confident living with low vision course, and that's provided in the Quad City area.
And what does that mean, low vision course?
Well, that would be somebody with a visual impairment.
Gotcha.
Who's, you know, maybe just beginning to be diagnosed with vision problems.
Okay.
And these would be
and that's like a support
supports,
group.
Supports, like what can you do, where you can get resources, and how to, you know, live and be proactive with your visual difficulty. We also have support groups for stroke survivors and caregivers, and that is sponsored by people who care and facilitated by us.
And where do you have those?
People who care stroke support group meets at the Prescott office on Gurley Street twice a month.
You know, that's really great because nowadays, you know, you're finding out that your family member has had a stroke or, you know, and that kind of thing. And so it's a really great opportunity to learn more about it, I'm sure, and how to support them and how to live with it.
Yeah, definitely. Caregivers need as much support as the patient or the stroke
victim. That's exactly right. And we want to be able to provide resources to both the individual who has suffered the stroke and their caregiver.
Absolutely. What great support groups you have.
Jackie, I see that you're a community partnership coordinator. How did you get involved with this program?
Well, I started actually as a volunteer.
Awesome.
My husband and I relocated from the East Coast,
Rhode Island.
We actually lived on the ocean, and our friends thought we were crazy because we were giving up the ocean to move to their vision of the desert.
The desert, right?
They don't understand until they come and visit how beautiful the high desert is here in Prescott. And so we did come back and forth for a couple of years and then decided to buy property. And when I retired from I'm a speech therapist by trade. I retired and moved here. And while we were building, I had some time on my hands and I wanted to volunteer. And that is one impressive thing about this area, about Prescott. There are so many wonderful volunteer organizations. It's such a helping community, and depending upon what your interests are or where you feel you can make a contribution, there is a multitude to choose from. And we all support each other, and I think that's another great thing. We're not in competition with anybody.
No,
we just want a volunteer to feel that they're in the right place for them. So I saw an ad for people who care in my church bulletin, and I decided to go and find out about it. And it's exactly the process as I mentioned to you. You know, I heard some information, I met with Peggy, and I thought about it, and I contacted them, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try and see how it will work for
me. How it goes.
And a year later, I was still volunteering, and this is actually a new position, the community partnership coordinator, because we're trying to build our volunteer base in Prescott Valley and in Chino. So
you're doing a good job so far.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it. I'm meeting new people and trying to make connections with faith communities and some businesses. So it's working out really well.
So that's really your job, is to be out in the community and give awareness to your programs and what's going on with your organization.
Exactly. And, I mean, there's lots of territory to cover. It's a big geographical area, but I'm chipping away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially since you have Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, and Dewey. Mm-hmm. So, once again, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, the best, I think, advice I would say would be to get in contact with our main office, and that's the Gurley Street office at and I will give you that address again. That's 505 West Gurley Street in Prescott. And the number there is 928-445-2480. And our People Who Care website, again, is peoplewhocareaz.com. I think if you contact the main office, that way we can advise you. We'll find out where you're from. We can advise you of the next volunteer informational meeting. And I am part-time, so I'm going to make sure you get a connection that you need.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for being here with us today. What valuable information
Absolutely.
You gave us. And Jackie Gorman here today from People Who Care. Stay tuned for our next guest, who will be Katie Rankin from Farrell Gas Company.
The view This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
No matter what time of year it is, there's always the yard to maintain, and it's not always easy. Let Prescott Dirt make it a little easier for you. Prescott Dirt carries everything from decorative rock to driveway gravel, topsoil to planter's mix. So if the rain washes it away or the sun bakes it till it's brown, Prescott Dirt has got you covered. You don't even need a truck to pick it up. Prescott Dirt delivers. Learn everything you need to know about how Prescott Dirt can make your life easier at PrescottDirt.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender Member, FDIC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining us for Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A state and local news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Cottonwood police need your help in locating a murder suspect.
Domingo Anguiano Valdez is described as a 54-year-old Hispanic man who is 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 190 pounds. He does handyman work and landscaping for a living. Valdez was last seen driving a 1994 Black Ford Ranger. If you have information on this featured Catch-22 suspect, you could earn a $500 cash reward. Call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 with that information. View photos and details of each day's suspect online at yavapaisw.com under the Catch-22 tab. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays on I-17 and Highway 89 due to construction.
ADOT has scheduled guardrail repairs during overnight and early morning hours today and tomorrow. Southbound I-17 will be narrowed to one lane near Table Mesa Road from 7 tonight to midnight tomorrow. Northbound I-17 will be narrowed to one lane in that same area from midnight to 5 tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Highway 89 in Prescott between Deepwell Ranch Road and Highway 89A will have ongoing lane restrictions. Contractors are widening the current two-lane roadway to a four-lane divided highway with a raised center median. The project includes a new roundabout at Perkins Drive, additional widening under the 89A overpass, and new sidewalks. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks host the St. Louis Cardinals tonight with a pregame show at 6 p.m., the first pitch at 6:40 on KQ&A FM. KQ&A weather, sunny highs today through the 4th of July near 89 in the Prescott Quad Cities, cooling overnight to 62. Highs in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley near 103 today, 98 the next 2 days, waking up to a low near 67. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You are a hero.
You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe.
No!
Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium event segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our Lavender Shades Blooming Penta.
One of the best butterfly attracting plants. It's right up there with milkweed, only prettier.
Hummingbirds have to dance around all the butterflies of this deeply colored summer bloomer.
Plant a few in the vegetable garden to attract pollinators that help tomatoes and squash set more fruit, all for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love to garden, they love to shop.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here talking today with Katie Rankin from Farrell Gas Company. How are you today?
I'm really good, Lorette. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us, there's some exciting things going on at Farrell Gas, and you've guys got multiple locations, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, we sure do. Yeah, our newest office is in Chino Valley. We just moved it from Prescott, so we are in North Chino at 3225 North Highway 89. We're just north of the Road 4 roundabout right there.
So just after the roundabout,
mm-hmm. Yep,
I can north find
of it.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when you gave me directions the other day, I think you said it was after the roundabout and three...
Yep, we're three driveways to the right.
See? Three driveways to the right.
Three driveways to the right.
Sounds like a dance step.
Uh-huh,
it
exactly.
Is. It totally is. Yeah. That's a great dance. So what do you guys got going on?
So tomorrow is our official grand opening. We are...
Tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow on Tuesday. We are going to do... it's from 11 to 3. And,
okay.
So right at 11, we're going to do, with your help, we're going to do our ribbon cutting.
That's right.
Which is going to be pretty exciting.
Ribbon cutting ceremony. Yes. With big giant scissors.
Yep.
We will be there.
Yep.
It's going to be exciting. We're super excited for this.
Yeah.
Letting all of our members know.
Excellent.
Is
this
your first ribbon cutting?
It's my first ribbon cutting. So
exactly.
It's a lot of firsts for everybody.
A lot of firsts. Exactly. Well, and it'll be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got your ribbon cutting tomorrow.
So we're
going to
start
July
it off.
3rd.
Uh-huh. We're going to start it off with the ribbon cutting. And then throughout the day from, like I said, 11 to 3, we're going to be cooking hamburgers and hot dogs for everybody. We're going to be giving away a barbecue gas grill.
Now,
not grass, gas.
Said, you said hamburgers, hot dogs. I got to ask the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Oh, it's free.
Oh, my gosh.
It's free.
Free to you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Free to everybody.
Yep.
And she's giving away a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
A gas grill.
Yeah, and 100 gallon, and then 100 gallons of gas, either delivery to the home or you can come to our dock that's going to be open starting tomorrow.
Oh, so you guys have a brand new dock.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Yep. So
and that's where you can just kind of explain to me what a dock is.
Okay. So you can.
What do we do with a dock?
No
the dock?
Boats.
No
yeah.
No
I wish.
Not fishing. Okay. Not boats.
You can
Great.
Bring your propane, your like barbecue propane bottles to the dock, and I'll be the one filling them. So we're open.
And that's at your location.
It is. Uh huh. Yeah. You just pull in and you can't miss it. It's the big propane tank right in front of the building. So.
And what are your hours for that?
For our normal business hours?
Well, and yeah, when can I go and fill my barbecue?
When can we go to the dock?
Exactly. The dock.
So we're open Monday through Friday, And it's 8 a.m. we start open, and then we open till 5. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
So if you know you're having that big party over the weekends, you better make sure to check your grill before, because you're not open on the weekends.
Yeah. So tomorrow, the day of our grand opening, it's going to be $1.69 to fill. And then, so we're going to do a special for first responders, you know, so that includes dispatchers, firefighters, law enforcement, veterans,
chamber members,
all that good. Sure. That's going to be $1.59.
Lorette the first.
Yeah. So all those good guys and girls get, 10 cents off. So $1.59.
Oh,
yeah. That's so nice.
That is very nice of you guys. That's fantastic.
Recognize those people.
Yeah,
that's
they're
wonderful.
Near and dear to my heart because that's what I used to do. So,
oh,
yeah,
did you really?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, what were you before?
Yeah, I was emergency dispatcher. So,
Oh, that takes a special individual to do something
that
like that.
That is a stressful job, no joke.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, I would say so. How did you handle that?
I loved every second of it. So
wow.
It was kind of like being on the radio. Nobody ever sees you, but they just hear you. And
Well, you have that calming voice. So I think if I was,
I was
like, going to
say she
accident,
definitely has a radio
my husband
voice.
Might beg to differ, but
they always do.
Well, yeah. So you've got new location, and where are your other locations at?
So we're it's a nationwide company, but here in Arizona, we have an office in Camp Verde.
Oh, wow.
Sholo, Kingman, and then over up in Flagstaff. Yeah,
as
so
well.
We've got everybody covered for
so
the
this
most
is
part.
The only location, you know, in Chino.
Mm-hmm, correct, yeah. And we do, I mean, we're down in Phoenix, too, and down in Tucson, but for this, what we call our service center, there's five of us in these offices that handle basically northern Arizona.
Now, do you guys have the trucks that drive out to the properties with the big propane tanks and fill those as well?
Yeah, those are called bobtails.
Bobtails.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a fancy name for a truck.
Why is it called a bobtail?
It's the type of truck, and being new to the propane company, I've learned all kinds of things about propane that I never thought I would know.
Probably more than you ever really wanted
exactly.
to know.
Yeah.
Like a bobtail.
Yeah. But our service techs and our drivers... Super nice guys. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
do you call for that service? Do you have them, you know, just call and say, hey,
so when you,
or do you schedule a service? How does
sure.
that
work? So when you, in order for us to come out and deliver to your home, we would set you up an account. To start with that account, our first fill rate is $1.89 a gallon. Doesn't matter if you lease a tank from us or if you own your own tank.
So you can lease a
tank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of people own their own tanks, but you can also a lot of people
can
like
you
the
lease
benefit
a barbecue
of...
tank.
No,
dang it!
How big is your tank?
I know, it's pretty big. I like barbecuing. I'm just saying.
So anyway, sorry,
I digress. But yeah, so you open up an account. Your first fill is $1.89. And then, and that's including taxes. And then after that, if you lease a tank from us, it's, your first annual year is free, for tank rental. And then after that, you know, depending on what size tank you own, depends on the price of your annual rent, but your first year is free. So it's good to, start up an account, and it's really easy, very easy. We can come out and switch out tanks if you are with another company, or
so it's
if you're
not
brand new.
A
then,
headache or an inconvenience.
Not at all.
Oh, that's
not
great.
At all.
And a good energy option.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 A lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people that it's amazing how, conservative you can be with your propane. A lot of people fill up their tanks once a year. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's neat.
Depends on what you run off of your propane, but you can do it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Economical.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that ribbon cutting ceremony again tomorrow. What time,
sure.
when, why,
sure.
when, where?
Well, why was we really want your business.
Perfect.
Please
please
and
come.
And then, so it's from 11 a.m. to 3 in the
and
afternoon.
And the actual ribbon cutting is at 11 a.m.
Yes, okay. Correct.
And you'll be there, Laura.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. You get to put a name, a face to a name.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on out and meet both of us.
So hamburgers, hot dogs, great giveaways. If you open up an account with us, we have a bag of goodies to give you. First 30 customers get a hat. And we've got mugs and pens and all
just
kinds
a bunch
of stuff
freebies
to give away.
And a fun time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's tomorrow, July 3rd,
correct,
from 11 to 3. So anybody stop by, they can grab a hamburger, they can grab a hot dog, be a part of the ribbon cutting, really get to see your new doc.
Sounds fun.
And your bobcat tails.
Bobtail?
You could tell I've worked
a big truck. You can come through the big truck.
The big truck.
And if anybody has questions, I'm there, like I said, from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. My phone number is 928-445-3940.
Great. And what's the name? Who are we talking to?
This is Feral Gas Propane.
And your name?
My name is Katie.
Katie.
Yep.
Great, Katie. And is there a website for you all?
Sure. You can go to feralgas.com, and it's two R's and two L's.
So thank you so much, Katie, for being here today and talking to us about Feral Gas Company. We're so excited for your ribbon cutting ceremony, and I can't wait to be a part of it. So stay tuned, and we'll be back for more KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Gettle'sHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank you to our guests, Jackie Gorman from People Who Care, Katie Rankin, who we just had with Feral Gas Company, and realtor Donna Wild. So here we have some upcoming announcements. One of the things that's going on July 4th, we've got fireworks at dark and Chino Valley Celebration. So it's free admission, food trucks, and parking. some live music, food, beer garden, game, 7 inflatables, free swim all day long at the pool. So join us for our Town of Chino Valley July 4th celebration. And also upcoming, we have upcoming events on July 11th is our chamber luncheon.
Ooh, that sounds
delicious. And it'll be at Gabby's Grill. Our guest speaker will be Signals AZ with Guy Rodginson. And he will be talking about how to get your business in the news, how to write a press release, and much, much more. So sign up today online at chinovalley.org. And so I want to say again, thank you so much, Donna, for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I absolutely loved having you.
It was such a pleasure, and I'm so glad you're a new chamber member and that you're with Realty again,
Century 21, Arizona West. And next time you need a co-host, let me know.
Definitely.
Love hanging with you.
Sizzling deals.
Sizzling deals. Good times.
Some good jokes. Great time and funny jokes. So we will see you all next time at KQ&A's Talk of the Town at 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.